You about ready? This is Marty Ford from the beautiful downtown basement of Bozo's Bar and Grill and Tonsil Wash Station, coming to you live on bbsradio.com, the place where you can face anything in the world, especially me, if you want to look at it that way. Although, I don't know if you want to look at me. It's not the prettiest sight in the world. But we are live at bbsradio.com. We're here every week, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to download some of our previous shows, all you have to do is go to www.bbsradio.com/YouBoutReady, which is the name of the show. And hot off the press, I've just been informed by the high-tech whiz kids out there at BBS Radio Land that if you have an iPhone or an Android or any Apple device, you can just go to BBS Radio and plug in the app. They have an app for BBS Radio now, and you can just type in my show, You About Ready, and you can listen anywhere you are, which is fine, but not near anything with water that's going to ruin your phone, right? So keep it dry. We're going to do a lot of things tonight. This is the place where you become empowered. This is the place where you learn how critical thinking enhances, enriches, and improves your life. This is the place where you learn to fight boredom, the enemy of us all. This is the place where you learn how to get things done. By what? Doing. Because anybody can be a spectator. It's doing that counts in life. That's what we want from you. And you know what? Recently, I've had diarrhea, pyrrhea, gonorrhea, and damn, I don't want no part of Korea. Now, some of that is true, not all of it, but I don't think anybody wants part of North Korea, especially the North Koreans. You know, there's neutrons, electrons, protons, and why in the world are we just filled with morons? I don't know what happened to science class. I didn't learn about morons back then. Of course, I didn't learn much about neutrons, electrons, and protons, and I did find out as the years progress that there are many morons in there, and maybe I'm one of them sometimes. And we also know that there are millions, there are billions, there are trillions. But what about all those folks down in South America from that great country that has helicopter traffic problems because there's so much wealth down there? You know what country that is where they have this? They have Brazilians down there in South America in Brazil. The Eagle Bird is back in town. We're ready to go. We have a lot to say and do. And you know what? I'm happy. I've been away for a week or so doing some personal family stuff. All good, I might say. We're blessed and we're not stressed. And I'll talk about that in a minute. And I played ball tonight, got back with the guys, and I even walked in tonight. Old man that I am. The guy, hey, what are you, new in town? We haven't seen you. That's part of the camaraderie, that interaction, that social gibberish that the guys have when they haven't seen you in a week or two because the game goes on. And where have you been, right? And that happens to all the guys when everybody has stuff to do personally that keeps them, or professionally, that keeps them from the game once in a while. And I missed a week, which is about four sessions, and I did rest my legs, but I overextended myself a little bit tonight and played a little bit longer than I should have. But you know what? Anytime you get a good run in, anytime you're hanging with the guys, anytime you're playing ball, because remember, this is the time of year, especially now that the NCAA tournament, greatest show on earth for basketball, is over. The NBA finals are in there, or the NBA tournament is in full progress right now. And I love to watch it. I stay up late at night and I get home early to tune it in. I probably spend too much time watching it. I'm not Velcroed to the couch, but I do get up and about and able to play ball. But if you're not watching basketball, you should be playing. That's my creed. That's how we roll around here. And I also played soccer with the guys. Haven't seen them in months, right? We played a couple weeks ago, and then we didn't play last week. And this past Sunday, I even scored a goal. The ball hit my foot and went in, by the way. I was running away from the goal. I don't know what happened, but it went in. But again, the guys who haven't seen, this is a different crew of guys, but they all get together. They come from all over the world, but they're living and working in America, raising their families. And they just live for Sundays. And they speak all kinds of languages from South America and Europe and the Middle East and even here in America. And the common language spoken on the soccer field is, of course, soccer or football, as it's more properly known for. And that's a great thing. So you have to do something for yourself, too. Now, I've been doing this since I'm a young teenager, and that's a long time ago. No matter where I've been, where I've lived, and what I've done, I've always been lucky, fortunate, and blessed, if you will, to find a game that keeps me whole. Because without it, I feel like miserable. I feel like I'm not part of anything. I'm not part of the whole. I'm just out there randomly searching for not just the exercise and the physical burn, but the meeting of people, the social interaction, the talking sports and gibberish, and the hanging out and doing something. You know, as we're getting ready to play, guys talk about this and that and the other and their kids and their families and their job and sports and all. But once a game starts, all the focus and attention and concentration is on the game. And it's very competitive. And we have fun and we enjoy it. And I do, especially for all these years. And I'm happy when the young guys often will say, geez, how old are you? And I reluctantly tell them, but under my breath, and I don't want it to be known. But you can do this too. You can empower yourself to find something you love to do. Playing a saxophone, right? Painting, reading, writing, whatever it is you want to do that makes you feel good about yourself and gives you pleasure and gets you up, out, and going. Get up, get out, and get going. Couple of things before we start. If you want to call on the radio station here, the number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. If you want to drop me an email, I don't know if you can drop me an email. You can send me an email. It used to be drop me a letter. I guess you drop it in the post office, in the post box. I don't know if people write letters anymore. But if you want to send me an email, the address is hamp, H-A-M-P, 73@gmail.com. Hamp, 73@gmail.com. And I want to tell you what makes me angry before we get into our brain-busting critical thinking, because I got to get this up and out and off, because I like it to be a happy show, an informative show, an empowering show, a program where you can listen and learn and laugh about yourself and about the world around you, raising your awareness, not having to worry about the things that are presented to us all day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, holidays included, no time off. And if you miss it at 11 o'clock, it's repeated at 3 o'clock all night, through the night. All the stuff that comes from the rectangular brainwashing box you call a television or entertainment center, it's not entertainment. It's keeping you drawn into something. I don't know why. Must be the way that what they put in food to keep drawing you to food that's not good for you or healthy. So is the same can be said for modern day television and so-called entertainment. It's not, folks. Get up, get out, and get going. Do something for yourself. Become empowered. And I am angry. Oh, I am so angry. I'm so angry. I even got my Elvis voice tonight, but I'm happy about that. I'm angry because I just read that something I mentioned a few weeks ago on the show about the Wounded Warrior Project and the fact that the head guy there in a nonprofit agency makes over $300,000 a year. And now I'm finding that the top 10 employees there make between $150,000 and $333,000 a year. And it's a nonprofit agency. And the money's not getting to the people who need it, who are the Wounded Warriors. It's just another front or a scam or a method of getting money for some people who are putting on a front by showing that they're helping people through their visualization of commercials and advertising. And it's just a sad thing that something that is presented is so good and healthy for our veterans. It bothers me that there's so much scandal and fraud in there and people taking advantage. And I wonder where the money's coming from. Is it government grants? I guess I can go to Fed Biz Ops and see where the money's going to channel in there and who's behind it and who's in charge and who's controlling all this stuff. Certainly, it's like many nonprofits are like that. Many corporations are like that. I learned this a long time ago. I always often wondered that a golf tournament, the top player, the winner of the tournament gets $1 million. The second place gets like, you know, $100,000. The third place gets $40,000. Everybody else gets $1.50 and a damn good meal. I couldn't figure that out, but I guess you have to be the top dog. But why are they so deserving of this kind of compensation? I understand a lot of people say, well, if you don't pay them that kind of money, you won't attract good people. I don't think so. Most of the people in this little fraternity out there, of leaders out there, probably know each other and bring their buddies along to take advantage. And it's probably not a full-time job for some of them, probably almost like a no-show job. And what really angers me is that I have a website, and you've heard me advertise it here on bbsradio.com Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern time, live tonight. We were rerunning last week because I was away. My website is www.connectwithveterans.com. www.connectwithveterans.com. It's like me. It's simple. That's why people get along with me so well. They like the simple things in life, and I am very simple. All you have to do is go to the website and fill out the form name, address, phone number, whatever contact information, wherever you were stationed, or the person you want to sign up for it, wherever they were stationed, the years of service, the branch of service, anything special or unique about them, like a nickname or a specific time they were in, that they, or an award or a certain outfit they were with, and just type it in there and let the machine find their buddies. Because there's a lot of military folks suffering with post-traumatic stress disorder, loneliness, shame, abandonment, neglect, and we can't cure all the ills that are out there. But the purpose of the website is to have the registrants. The fee is $25, and there's a $10 annual renewal fee. Now, where's that money going? Well, a few bucks are going to go help pay for the website, but all the other money we're giving out. I'm going to find them. It's me. I'll find people who are deserving. I just found 4,500 people who were deserving of some kind of help. Not a handout, just a help out of respect, out of courtesy, out of doing the right thing for somebody. 4,500 women are homeless veterans. 4,500. It was just on the news a couple of weeks ago. And of that, half of them were sexually assaulted while they were in uniform. That's a disgrace, folks. These are the people who are making it possible for me to be here, and I served my 4 years, 40 years ago, so that people can do the things that they want to do. So you can get up and get out and get going. You can become empowered. You can use your brain to critically think, and you can have a good life. But we're not taking care of them. And we're scamming them by an organization like the Wounded Warrior Project, who's taking all the money off the top and leaving crumbs for people at the bottom. So that angers me. Right? And I want to get it off my chest. The other thing that is angry to me is a TV commercial I recently saw where a mom and her wallet were in the kitchen. The kid yells down from upstairs, "Can I have a dollar?" A mom sends a kid on a search of all the rooms throughout the house looking for her wallet. "Find my wallet." Kid's running all around the house, finally probably breaking a sweat. And you know what the commercial's for? The commercial's for exercising and keeping kids and getting kids active. So in the house, not outside playing with other kids their age, peers, neighbors, family, friends, schoolmates, classmates, teammates, whoever it is, they're running around the house. That's how they get exercise. It's like that crazy thing, the Wii. Now, the Wii is good for people who can't maybe get out and aren't as mobile as most folks. You know, and I understand that. So they get a good workout. I've used it myself as well. And I don't get the burn like I'm playing with the guys, but at least it is something to get some kind of movement and motion in your body. But this is a TV commercial advocating and encouraging you to scam your kid by hiding your wallet. And the kid probably wants a dollar to go out and get a candy bar when the kid should be out playing at the park. But we can't send them to the park because the crazies are out there. And the crazies shouldn't be out there. The crazies should be put away, right? Incarcerated, if you will. And who should be released? Oh, the people who were, the weed people, in there for a joint, a gram, an ounce, whatever the heck it is. Now it's even Holder is creating language and law to help get these people out of jail who are in there. And jails have become a business anyway. Fill the beds. It's corruption and judges going away to jail themselves. I'd like to see where they go. I don't know if it's a country club or not, but what we're doing is we're keeping the people who shouldn't be on the street on the street, and the people who are basically harmless. Because, you know, weed people, all they want to do, smoke a little weed, have some Malamars, and watch Fantasia or Spangle type music, and that's what they want to do. They're not going around shooting. There was another shooting today down in Georgia at the FedEx plant. What the heck is going on out there? Right? And there's so many of these kinds of events, we get desensitized to them. We got desensitized to language about 40 years ago, maybe on TV, when the words hell and damn were said. And people are outraged, boycotting sponsors, shutting off their TV, protesting, oh my God. All right? And what the heck was it? Hell and damn. Now, hell and damn, they're part of our everyday vernacular. Hey, how the hell are you? I don't give a damn. And a lot other things are more prevalent in our society, imagery as well. And kids see thousands and thousands of these images and hear thousands and thousands, maybe more, maybe Brazilians of these words that we consider maybe inappropriate for the public or just say for the locker room or the street corner or in your own home or in your own world. I don't know, but we're desensitized. Oh, well, another shooting. The media can't even hype it anymore with their latest breaking exclusive news kicking in. right? All these rude, crude, socially unacceptable people behaving poorly and providing poor role modeling for kids. If they're unlucky enough to see these behaviors on TV, the rudeness by not letting anyone finish saying what they want to say before they're interrupted, and having three people on the screen just itching. You can see their lips moving, but the words aren't coming out. They can't wait to get their stuff said, right? And to let the other guy interrupt them. So we got the crazies on the streets, banging up, blowing up, shooting them up, all the world. And we just can't do anything about it. We're so desensitized, we say, ho-hum, that's the way it is, right? And that's not good. We have to find a way to get these folks who probably give out a lot of signals, not probably, definitely give out signals during their life, and we have to breach confidentiality for the sake of our society and culture and people, and most importantly, our kids, because they're out there and they shouldn't be, right? It's called the Let's Move campaign. I call it the Let's Lie campaign, right? When you lie to your kids, what are you setting up? When your wallet is right there and you have the dollar. Oh, go look in the bedroom, look in the basement, look in the garage, look in the attic. Getting them to exercise around the house, that is terrible. That is a terrible way to model for kids and to teach them, right? So we're going to get into the critical thinking part of this because the Oogelberg is moving on. Critical thinking, when you think critically, you win. Your awareness is raised and heightened. You're observant. You're cognizant, right? Let's use some big words, right? And so what critical thinking means, you're using your brain and your eyes and all your senses to be aware of the world around you. And when you're aware of the world around you, you succeed. You win. You don't know anything else, because and you feel good about yourself. So the critical thinking question from a couple of weeks ago was, how many animals of each did Moses take on the ark with him? How many animals of each did Moses take on the ark with him? And everybody usually says two, or a pair, or one of each, and so forth. But the real answer is, it's not any of that. Those answers are all true, but the answer is, well, it wasn't Moses' ark. It was Noah's ark. Right? How many people out there now are taking their palm and banging it against their foreheads? Oh, that's so easy, and that's so simple. Well, that's what life is. Life is pretty easy and pretty simple. We make it complicated sometimes by overthinking, by trying to analyze and critique and figure out and determine and research and gather all this stuff, when answers using critical thinking are very simple. They're right in front of you. You just have to let yourself be free of the encumbrances and the burdens and the impediments that prevent you from doing what you do best. And of course, when you do that, you're always going to do a little bit more. Now, this week, we're going to say something rather silly and goofy. How much does a pirate pay to have his ears pierced? How much does a pirate pay to have his ears pierced? Tune in next week, folks, for the answer. Now, a tidbit of useless information, which you never know when you're going to need to break the ice when you're in a situation, maybe a social situation, even though we're an asocial society, right? I just mentioned something before about if you have an iPod or an Android or an iPhone or any of that kind of stuff. I have a flip phone. I don't even know what this stuff is. But you go to your app and you can interact socially. You can listen to me on my radio show, You Bat Radio, on bbsradio.com. There's an app for that. So we're becoming more and more asocial, but we are socializing, not interpersonally. We're not connecting. So I learned the other day that if you put plain yogurt on sunburn, it'll help relieve the itch, or not the itch, the burn, and the pain. So you just rub plain yogurt on your sunburn area, wherever it is, and that can help relieve the discomfort that comes along with it. I also use Vicks on my feet when I start coughing and sniffling during the winter months. Of course, I put socks on so I don't slip and slide throughout the house and stain any of the floors around. So those are good tidbits of useless information. Whether or not they work, the only way you're going to find out, give it a try. And don't come in with the lawyers if you break out in a rash or something because you're allergic to it. Don't want to hear that. Tidbits of useless information. It's up to you to whether or not you want to do it. Make a decision for yourself and stand by it. Clichés. Now, we always talk about clichés because clichés are today's modern-day profanity. Not the seven words that George talked about many years ago and others as well. But these are things that we just hear over and over and over and even over again. We want to just upchuck, heave, barf, puke, and throw up whenever we hear them. At least I do. And if you have any sense of language, if you respect our language, hopefully you will not resort to using these kinds of clichés over and over again to get your point across. Take a little time. Think. doesn't have to be that deep critical thinking type thing. It's not a brain buster. It's not a puzzle. It's just an opportunity to enjoy the language, right? I'm not worldly. I'm not well-read. I'm not well-versed in language, but I try to avoid cliches as much as possible. Why? Because I don't want to be a me too. Yeah, you having a hamburger? Yeah, me too. Yeah, you wearing a green shirt? Yeah, me too. I don't want to do that, and neither should you. You should take. I want you to take. I encourage you. I'm begging you to take the road not taken. You'll become empowered. You'll feel good about yourself. You won't be bored. If we're so bored in life, we're using the same words and phrases and cliches over and over again. How restrictive is that? How limiting is that? We're not giving ourselves a chance to breathe. We have no spiritual connection with anything but the common, but the familiar, and with the lazy. And I'm being bold by saying lazy. So this week's cliches are, and we've had ones in the past, you know, transparency, boots on the ground. The good old boys are going to have boots on the ground. Probably soon in Ukraine and Russia, you're going to put the boots on the ground. I said transparency. Amp up, level playing field, same page, amazing. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Amazing. Everything is amazing. Just listen. When you're watching the black rectangular brainwashing box, listen to how many times you hear the word amazing. Every program uses it, no matter what you're watching, right? And most of them are all bad. So this week we're going to have stick your head in the ground, which means just to hide. You're running away from your stuff. And when you keep on running, going nowhere, that's where you end up. It's okay to run if you're going somewhere. Get your head out of the ground. Open your eyes. Lift your spirits. Be aware of the world around you. That's what empowerment is. You know, I'm familiar with all this stuff because I've done it for years for myself and those in my family that I've tried to help out, and I've worked with them and people have worked with me. And I've been doing what they call personal life skills coaching and mentoring, right? And I've been doing it for years, and not just for individuals, but for small businesses. Because basically, running your life and running your business, if you're in such a position, have the same characteristics, right? You want to be prepared. You want to have organization. You want to be somewhat structured with flexibility. You want all these great characters. You want to communicate, which we don't do very well. So get your head out of the ground. That's another way of saying, you know, the opposite of stick your head in the ground. You want to turn the other cheek? My problem is I don't know which set of cheeks I'm turning, and I can only go in one direction. When you turn the other cheek, you're still running away from your stuff. Look the other way, right? Turn your head and cough. So it's a cliche. You hear it all the time. Some of these have been around a little longer than the ones we've mentioned before. And when you see him or her or them, give them my best. What's best? I know what best is in my world, but I can't make you think it's best, right? Like the best restaurant, the best movie. I hate doing that. I hate giving advice like that because I feel awkward when the people come back and say, oh, it wasn't so good. It wasn't so great. I got sick. I fell asleep at the movie. And with the prices of things today, I feel weak. And I feel like I did something wrong. I did them a disservice. And we don't want to do that, right? You want to let people make up their own mind and let them become empowered. Because if I take you fishing today and I do all the work, we can eat. But if I'm not around tomorrow to take you fishing, what are you going to eat? There's no leftovers because we're finishing all. We're woofing it down. Did you know that there are more telephones and televisions and computers in a home than there are people? Just think about who lives in your house. Start with televisions, right? Because you probably have one per room. So if you have one in your living room, kitchen, and bedroom, and you have three bedrooms, you potentially have six televisions in your home, and you only have two or three people living there, right? And add the phones in. You have landline, which no one uses anymore. You might have one upstairs and downstairs. Third floor if you have a third floor. And everybody has their own cell phone. So if there's three people in the house, you could have six, seven, eight phones, right? We used to have car phones. Remember those days? You had a car phone, a pager, a mobile device, a landline, a portable phone. And so, but there's usually more electronics than there are people living in the house, right? And just check that and see how you fit in. You know who the very clever folks are? The people who are most clever are the ones who create the categories on Jeopardy and the puzzles on Wheel of Fortune. Very creative folks. Those shows have been on for 30 years. I don't think I've ever seen except the one category gets repeated on Jeopardy is Potpourri, right? And I can never answer it. I can't even answer it when it's the middle school kids in there. But they're pretty smart and intelligent kids, and that's great for our future. But they're very clever folks, and we need more of them, right? Because most of us aren't. And it's just like artists. I can't do art. I can't sing or dance or draw or paint or any of that stuff, but I can go and I can appreciate it. I can understand it for myself. I interpret it for myself and just go for the sheer pleasure of seeing people do things that I can't do, right? And it gives pleasure. And I always thank them for letting me visit the place where they live because I can't get there. And there's far too few of those folks, the creative kind, than there are people like me who aren't in that level. And we need those people. So like veterans, who we should thank, people in uniform, we should thank for their service and protecting our country and us, allowing us to do what we want to do and maybe a little bit more. We should do the same for artists. Thank them for letting you visit there if you are so inclined and you are not one of the creative types. I just want to say something about indoor football. It's a great bang for your buck. If you are in a town that has an indoor football league team, go there. You will experience something, still football, still contact, still tackle, similar rules, a few little niche market things that they do there that other leagues don't do. Very fan-friendly, very kid-friendly, and it's a great night out or an afternoon, depending on the time of the game. It's a wonderful place to go spend some time. So indoor football, let's go the Columbus Lions. Columbus, Georgia, that is. Now, price gouging. Everybody hates price gouging. And I just experienced something this past weekend. We went out to school to bring our son home at the end of the school year. And it was graduation at the same time. So rooms were scarce and hard to find. And the normal rate we pay, because we've been out there four or five times, is anywhere between like $90 and $120 for a night, which is reasonable because breakfast is included. Great marketing. Whoever created that marketing business plan is a jewel. It's a magnificent thing, especially when you're traveling with young kids. You don't have to get up, get out, and get going, which you should be doing to keep your health going. But you don't have to do that in the morning and then rush back to the hotel to clean up, pack up, and go on about your day. So it's a great thing. So anyway, my wife was trying to make arrangements for a one-night stay out in the area where we were picking up our son. And the rate went from what I said, 90 to 120, went to $278 with all the fees. You know, they got the county fee, the city fee, the room fee, the toenail fee, the belly button lint fee. Everything is added on. It was over $300 for one night. I said, I'll sleep in the car. Find me a parking lot somewhere. I'll sleep in the car. But as resilient to those kinds of things as my wife is and as persistent, and as great an administrator as she is, she found a room through one of these websites, and we got it was about $150. And it wasn't very good. It was a beautiful name. You'd recognize the name. But as far as customer service, give me the small to mid-size hotel chains. These big ones in downtown locations with all their flash and sizzle with no steak, leave it dry. Customer service is non-existent. They teach their staff, who were very respectful and very courteous and very professional, they teach them the cliches. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Oh, something's a problem. We're so sorry. But they don't do anything about it. The mid-range and smaller hotel chains, you can get to an owner. You can get to the boss and say, hey, man, this wasn't right. And they make it right. Or their staff does. They direct their staff to do that because they understand the value, importance, and significance of customer service. So gouging goes on. You know, when the gas prices go up and water bottles at the airport, $4 for a water bottle. I buy a case for $2.99 when it's on sale. So we accept gouging in certain areas, right, because we have no choice. But this was ridiculous to have to pay that kind of money for a room because the next night it was probably back down. In fact, it was back down to the $100 average range, right? So that's it. We have to be careful with price gouging. Most interns work for free, just like college athletes, right? So people are making lots of money off the backs of their and the sweat off their back. So why not pay them, right? I've worked with interns. They work harder than any of the staff there, right? And they work more. course, they're in graduate school, right? We expect that. But give them a few bucks. Let them have a chance to live a little and have a piece of pizza or something without scraping through the remains that's out there, groveling for a couple of bucks to fill their tank of gas. So let's pay the college athletes. Enough said on that. If it weren't for people like me, guess what? There wouldn't be people like me. The same is true about you. When you say it, you believe it, you live it. If it weren't for people like me, there wouldn't be people like me. Great thing. Feeling blessed and not stressed. Every day is a test, always wanting to do your best. Surely you do not jest. Life takes you north, south, east, and west, always returning to your spiritual center, your home, your nest, ridding yourself of burden, doubt, confusion, and pests. Be your own guest, living life with passion, strength, and zest. This is my request, that it all begins with you, if I may so suggest. Get up, get out, and going. Get going. Do something good about yourself. Feel good about yourself. Empower yourself. Doesn't take that much, right? The Oogle Bird. The Oogle Bird. Don't you love that? The Oogle Bird is back. That's a natural fact. Looking for a snack? Have some Cracker Jack. I can't, though. Teeth are old. May crack. When I bite down, it's the grind I lack. Go to bed early and hit the sack. After Jeopardy and Wheel, mood slows down. Ineffective attack. Unless, of course, for family who has a need, I pump myself up, ready, set, and go do the deed. That's my creed. That's who I am. A different, though, from the same breed. I can turn on the speed when I have the need. So can and will you to thine own oneself be true. Not like the owl that says, who? Doesn't have to be who. We know it's you. It is you. Selfies. Everybody's taking selfies and group selfies. I got a picture the other day from a selfie my wife was showing me. You know what? It was four people in a group all crunched together, and the phone was down by somebody's belly button looking up, and all I saw was the camera in the phone was pointing up at the posers. All I saw were too many nose hairs. I was so frightened I couldn't look because I was afraid of the dark. So watch what you're doing out there. Either use a personal trimmer or find another method to get your selfies out there. Kind of yucky looking, not appetizing, right? Not too appetizing. We have the constitutional right to bear arms, so I walk around sleeveless, short sleeves, tank tops. And if I'm feeling a bit rebellious, I wear long sleeves, right? I can bear my arms whenever I want. Keep the Second Amendment, don't mess with it, right? One day I had a vision about the incision that preceded my circumcision, which was not my decision. Glad to have family with foresight, no pun for foreskin, and vision, since I knew many guys had the procedure done at age 19 and 20. They could not work or walk for a week and could only wear loose, I mean very loose clothing, not to touch their delicate, sensitive, and private tissue with which they had an issue because they did not get it done at birth before they went home from the hospital. Pay now or pay later, just like those who push their lives, taking chances on risky behaviors. Only when they age do they realize, if I knew then what I know now, things may have been better for me or different. How many times have we said that? Kids come from college and they come home for Christmas dinner and they tell their parents, you know, Mom and Dad, it's unusual. It is what? Amazing. There we go. It's amazing. That's that cliche coming at you again. It is very odd. All the things that you have learned in the few years I've been away at college. Right? The kid is catching up. They've been taught that their whole life, right? The road to your success I will help pave. Your condition may be serious, but not grave. Listen, learn, laugh. Please behave. This ain't no club, bar, or rave. What is it that you crave? Change your name to Dave? Be you. It's okay not to shave. Look at life through glasses that are concave. Live in a commune, enclave. Chill out like Flava Flav. Time to face and overcome your fears. Be brave. Your own road not taken, you want to pave. The time is now for you to no longer be to the negative world where you are enslaved. It's scary and up to you to set yourself free and escape your cage and age. Show yourself your courage or courage, right? What do college teachers do with all those term papers. The 3, 5, 10 page papers and all these subjects like worldwide international globalization and domestic long-term effects of the cause and effect of infringing on natural resources used to offset the minimization of the harmony between nature and nurture and the overall enhancement of a society, people, and culture. How do you write more than that as a topic? Where do you get all this research, right? Where do you find words to fill that kind of topic? But they come out there, and I know we have kids in college, and I know many kids in college, I can't do anything. I got a 10-page paper. And I tell them, I ask them, what's it on, right? And they try to explain it. And after the third line of their title, I have to set myself free from that because I just know it is just more of the same, right? Bachelor's degree, BS, bull stuff. MS, master's degree, more of the same, right? And a PhD, what? Piled higher and deeper. Piled higher and deeper. Well, there was a food poisoning outbreak. Sickens 100 at a safety summit. A food safety summit. 1,300 of the top food safety officials in the nation gathered. And the FDA was there. And the CDC was there. And all the other initials from D.C. were there. As well as many of the corporations. And they heard back from 400 people who attended. So that there might be more than 100 that got sick. Right? The company was issued, the company who provided the service for the convention center, they were issued a violation notice for condensation dripping from one of the two ice machines in the kitchen. That was what's in the paper. How can a drip from an ice machine cause 400 people to get sick or more than that, whatever it is? It just seems odd that the people in charge of our safety don't have our best interest out there if they can't manage and control their own world, right? We want to talk about empowerment, right? Empowerment. Oh, no, we don't. We want to talk about ethics, right? Ethics is doing the right thing, hopefully, for yourself, making decisions that are based on information, knowledge, wisdom, intelligence, insight, facts, opinion, and just putting your head down and go. Here's a good ethics example. A New York representative surrenders to the FBI. He's a congressman. He's a representative. And he got caught out in shady deals. And he denied it. And he's a former FBI guy. And he's serving his second term. He's going to be serving other things as well as paying fines. And, you know, he just denied everything until he got caught. And when he got caught, what did he do? He apologized, right? He apologized, and looking for what? He's looking for forgiveness. And when you forgive someone, what are you going to do? You will give them permission to do it again. You give them permission to do it again. How many times have we heard political leaders who we put in there, who we pay forever, whenever they get their pensions, whenever they're done taking advantage of the office that they have, giving out favors and so forth, we pay for that. That's what my cry is about national health care. We're paying for them. Why can't we pay for ourselves, right? And I have the plan to do that. I've already outlined it a few times on the weekly radio show here. It's a national lottery that's going to raise money to pay for national health care. Simple concept. Our thirst for gambling is insatiable. So why not use it to put it to good use and care for people so millions of people don't have to go to bed at night worried or concerned that they don't have health care. That's not a good thing, right? Here's another form of denial. Lance Armstrong, ethical man that he is, he reveals who helped him cheat during his cycling career. Now he's dropping it, right? Because he's looking to cleanse his situation and move on. And so is Al Sharpton, who got caught out there. And when they violate trust in one capacity, what other things are out there? What are they holding on to that they didn't already tell us, right? So when there's a little bit, there's always more. So again, they're all looking for forgiveness, and the nice people that we are will issue them, and they'll surface again and resurface, still getting caught out there doing the same things. Kathleen Sebelius is resigning. Oh, she was so ethical, right? And she was involved with the Obamacare. And all that was, and then they let her go because it wasn't working right. And I'm sure she will surface somewhere. She may run for political office, right? She may run for office, right? And I want to know, how is someone who was in a position like that in the presidential administration have things fouled up so much, and now they're going to rehire her? Or she's going to have an opportunity? Where's the opportunities for people who are ethical and don't do as well as they do? Because what? They're not connected. They don't have that. They're not part of that incestuous fraternity of downright thieves, right? Let's call it as we see it, all right? Someone else, the IRS director, was held in contempt of court, a contempt of Congress. Maybe that's even worse, right? Tax-exempt applications, right? And having people fill out forms that are tax-exempt, so they're not paying taxes. How come the people who have it don't pay it, right? Like this guy with the cattle. He didn't pay his taxes. If he paid his taxes, no one would have a problem with it. But now he's going off on all this other stuff, and it's just not good. If you're making money, pay your bills. Pay your taxes. Help the country. And if you don't like this country, go somewhere else, because we're protecting you. We are protecting you. And we deserve more than that. There's always scans. Oh, I know what I'm going to talk about. The diaper bag. Remember the diaper bag when your kids were little and you were always packing it and filling it with Cheerios and juice and wipes and diapers and creams and salves and ointments and clothes and water, right? And it was such a burden to lug everywhere you go, unfolding the stroller and putting it on the back and handling it. Well, people are still burdened with stuff. They got rid of the diaper bag, and now they have the cell phone, the coffee cup, and the water bottle. They have belts and harnesses that they keep all their stuff in, backpacks they carried around. We just can't be free and clear of all this stuff because we need our stuff. I think there should be a treadmill. Here's a great thing. A treadmill at the gym where you go and you work out and you have a coffee cup holder. You have a cell phone, you have a computer, you have a TV screen, you have internet connection, you have your earphones or headphones, whatever they are. You are totally electronically connected to the world with your $4 cup of coffee that you're trying to work off because you want to lose weight because bathing suit season's coming up and maybe a little sweet roll with it. And you're out, and so you don't have to leave your treadmill. And you can take away from the monotony, let's say boredom, of trying to pass time to do your 30, 40, 60, 120 minute workout on your treadmill or whatever machine you're doing to get a sweat. So you can be distracted, have diversions with your electronic hookups. So someone's going to make a treadmill that has everything there. And when you leave, you push a button, it converts to a Toyota so you can drive away, unless you're one that needs a BMW. Remember George Jetson? I think he did that. So we were burdened and bogged down with the diaper bag, but we still have more stuff and apparatus and material stuff that we need. We absolutely need to keep us connected to the world. Like we're going to miss something, right? We're going to miss something. You cannot not communicate. Communication, very important. You cannot not communicate. Even the denial of communication is, in fact, a communication. You give out messages. This is a little tidbit on the side of useless information, but communication is so important. Even when it's uncomfortable and uneasy, one of the best ways to heal anything that's on your mind is to what? Talk about it. Let it out. Make it known. It's part of being empowered. People in recovery, we urge you. You know, I've worked with a lot of people in recovery, coaching them to overcome their struggles and to manage their time and their life. And one of the things they don't do is they don't want to put their issues and stuff out because they think they're the only ones that it happened to. When they do finally put something out, small as it might be, they find out that, hey, they're not alone anymore. They share a common ground with someone who has a similar or the same experience in their life, whatever it is, right? Abandonment, neglect, abuse, frustrations, anger, right? Economics, interpersonal relationships, personal, I don't know what interpersonal is, I guess personal relationships. So when you put something out and you communicate, you always feel better. You can't sit through life stuffing it in. That's where the anger comes from. That's where the frustration, like, who's there to listen to me? Does anybody know I exist? Oh, woe is me. No. Woe doesn't have to be you. Woe is what you say to horses when you should be saying, go. Get up, get out, and get going. like I said before, bathing suits coming here. People want to get in shape. I see them the first break in the weather. I see in the early in the morning a lot of joggers, walkers, bicyclers, but not enough people are doing it. Why? Because take a look, folks. The stats are out there. Just we go out in public, people are hanging out of their clothes, not in a good position, getting the wide load, needing to sit on a scooter to get through the big stores, having to buy an extra seat at the airport. I think somebody got banned from the airplane because they were too big. I remember going horseback riding, and I was worried because they had a weight limit. And that would be embarrassing to my kids if I couldn't get on the horse, right? So I made arrangements with myself to go back to doing what I do best. And a little bit more is taking control and being in charge of my condition. So you want to lose weight. You want to fit into your clothes. You want to reduce your size. Very easy to do. You don't need pills, powders, potions, apparatus. You don't need classes of all kinds. You don't need CDs. You don't need DVDs. You don't need TV. You don't need anything. You know what you need? You need to get up, get out, and get going. Every day. Every day, you got to get up. Just a little bit. If you do a little bit every day, you'll do a lot more in the future because you'll start to feel good about yourself. And throw away the scale. That's a detriment because all you're doing is looking at numbers. You'll know when it's working. Why? Because you're going to put your clothes on and they're going to sag a little. Not as much as the kids, the way they walk around on the streets with them hanging down past their knees, but they'll feel a little looser. You'll button the neck, the button at your neck. You'll button your jacket. You'll zip up your jacket and it won't be stretched out. It'll be a little flatter, a little reduced in size. Here's what you do, right? Go to your doctor, get checked out, tell them what you want to do. You want to lose weight, right? And you're not going to do it without anything but you because you are empowered. And I am empowering you to do this. I'm giving you the secrets, the keys to success. So you tell your doctor what you want to do, you get checked out. All you want to do is take a walk for half an hour, 45 minutes, once a day. And don't, when you get home from work, do it then. Because as soon as you sit down and read the paper, watch TV, you're done. Then you're going to eat and you're going to sit there and it's going to be a burden to you. So you got to push yourself. If you're an early riser, get up a half an hour, 45 minutes earlier. It's no big deal to get up at 5 instead of 6. Just do it, right? If you do it, maybe somebody else will do it. You'll be a motivator and an inspiration to someone else. So you get up, you get out, get going, you take a walk. If it's still dark in the morning when you go, take a flashlight, wear reflectors, walk in your neighborhood where you're familiar with everything, and map out a plot that's going to carry you 20 minutes out and 20 minutes back, or 15 minutes out, whatever you want to do. Go to a park, go to your local school. They have a track up there usually for the kids in the, for sports and gym class. Use the facilities. You don't have to join a club and use all the machines and get athlete's foot and whatever else is running through those sort of clean places, wiping down sweat and going on a machine where someone doesn't wipe it down. No, you get some good fitting clothes, a good pair of shoes, spend a few bucks as long as they're comfortable and they fit well. You don't want to rip your toes and your skin apart with blisters. And you get out and you take a walk. So it's an equation. The more energy you expend and the less food and calories and all that stuff you take in, you'll lose weight. It's math. And I'm not a math major, but I've done this for myself and many others over the year to lead and inspire as their coach to tell them, to tell folks, I'm telling you, this is how you do it. You reduce the intake and increase the expenditure of energy. Plain and simple. Now, how do you do that? Well, you must rid yourself of some of the poisons that are out there. Two most dangerous white powdery substances we have are salt and sugar. So you got to reduce that. And everything has sugar. I just read something where there was sugar in it, and I couldn't believe that they actually had sugar. And I'm drawing a blank right now, but it'll come to me. Everything has sugar. Read the labels where you buy your food. Cut down on the carbs. If your body puts on weight when you're stuffing carbs, pastas, rice, breads, all that stuff in you, then you have to cut back. Right? And that's no big deal, but nothing but discipline. You won't miss it after a few weeks. So if you have 4 pieces of bread a day, cut down to 2. And in a week or two, cut down to 1. You know, wean yourself out of it and then get some rice cakes. Right? And you'll get a crunch, you'll get a little bit of carb, and you'll feel good about yourself because your clothes are going to feel better. You'll have to go shopping. And who doesn't want to go shopping for new clothes? Not me. I go to the thrifties, right? I'm like that, and garage sales. But that's all right. I'm a bit of a minimalist. But you increase your energy, your expenditure of energy by taking a walk. So if you get up in the morning and take a walk, and if you're fortunate enough to work in a place that you get an hour for lunch and you can take a 40-minute walk and come back, have a bottle of water and an apple and maybe some salad or some fruit, other fruits as well, or yogurt and nuts and raisins, whatever you want to do that's healthy, that's fine. So, but you want to eat a good breakfast. You want to eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a queen, and dinner like a pauper. Go to bed hungry. Your stomach will shrink. It'll take less to fill it the next day, and you'll feel good about yourself. When you go out socially, it's tough. I know. Triple C's are my weakness, not the drugs, chocolate chip cookies. I dig into them, and I feel like awful. I just want to vomit. I'm not going to purge, but I just feel like I just cheated myself. But the opposite effect occurs when I either have some fruit or nothing. And I go home from whatever the social event is, and I know I didn't indulge on things that aren't good for me, right? And so that is a healthy way to go about living your life on your terms, becoming empowered. You don't need a million things out there to help you do it. You have the strength, the inner strength. You have the soul, the character, and the insight, and the awareness to do all these things. You don't have to wear triple X, 4X, 2X. You can wear regular small, medium, and large. You can be who you want to be and feel good about yourself and being able and accomplishing more than you ever thought possible. This is the season. Spring is here. Summer's coming. You don't want to sit inside when you could be outside and feeling good about yourself, doing healthy things for yourself. So be aware of the things you take in your body, you put in your body, health-wise. We all cheat. We all go off the wagon, whatever you want to call it. But what you want to do is be consistent. So you want to get up, make sure you exercise, get up, get out, get going, ride your bike, go for a swim, take a walk, hike the trails, whatever you want to do. We talked about it in my book, Things to Do to Fight Boredom, the Enemy of Us All. We go over that every once in a while, and we didn't get to it tonight. We talk about empowerment. We talked about that a lot tonight. It's up to you. You can do this, right? Everybody needs a boost along the way, but you can do it. Once you get started and meet with some success, that's why you start slow and achieve a goal and then achieve a little bit more and then a little bit more and then set another goal and achieve that. And you keep going until you are in what? Control of your life. And nothing's better than that. You're calling the shots, making the decisions. And what's even better than that, I'll tell you what, because I said nothing's better than that. There is something better than that. It's when you do it for someone else. Because you can't keep these things unless you give them away. Right? You're empowering someone else. And there's a lot of people, well, if I can do it, you can do it. Well, that's true. But you have to do it first. You have to do it for yourself first. You got to look in the mirror and like who you see. Because a lot of times we don't like who we see. From the face down. So what happened? I got one head and two bodies. Where did all this come from? Well, you know where it came from, right? Not taking care of yourself. Expecting something to do it for you. Forget all that stuff. That's just marketing. That's just selling. Invest in yourself and you'll feel good about yourself and you'll be successful. You will be successful, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. That makes you feel good. I hope you feel good about yourself when you are successful, or else why are you doing it, right? Why are you doing it? Because you want to do it, and that's the most important thing. Life isn't fair, but it's still good. It's better than the alternative. You don't have to win every argument. You have to stay true to yourself, right? You have to stay true to yourself. When it comes to chocolate, have a little piece. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with chocolate. Everybody's, oh, we're on a diet. I'm going to give up everything. No, you don't have to give up everything. Right? You just have to reduce a piece. Instead of five pieces, have three pieces. And so forth and so on. And denial is the worst thing. Do not deprive yourself and deny yourself something. Because then you're going to crave it and overindulge. That's when you go off the wagon. Right? So what you're doing here is the same as what people in recovery are doing. You're looking for that fine space, that common ground where you can be in control and you can exist and live on your terms, right? On your terms. You can never be prepared enough. Over-prepare. That's the way to go. Over-prepare. Believe in yourself. Trust yourself. Like yourself, and you will be successful. And you know what? Do it for the kids, because the kids are coming up to the next generation to take care of us. And if they're the more kids now who are empowered, and I think we should teach chess in first grade, get some thinking, right? Critically thinking, planning, strategy, maneuvers, patience, tolerance, adjustments. Teaches all these great life lessons. So many life lessons are learned as kids that the modern kids don't have. You know, work ethic. They don't have that. Customer service, working for tips. You know, anybody who hustles out there for tips understands that tips is an acronym that means to ensure proper service. The better the service, the better the tip. So you want to give good service, you'll receive good tips. Nothing wrong with that. But we don't have a lot of people out there doing things simply because they want to do them. They do them when they have to do them because there's a need for them. You got to want these things, folks. You got to want them more than the guy next to you. Because if the guy next to you doesn't want them, that creates opportunity for you. Creates opportunity for you. This tongue has no bones, but it's strong enough to break a heart. So be careful how you use your words, your language, and your speech. Right? Be careful with that stuff. Because you don't want it to come back to you. The tongue is the most powerful weapon. Incidentally, from what I understand, the tongue also has something unique. It has a print, like a fingerprint or a toe print. I just found out whether it's true or not. I hope it is. I don't know how to test it. I have to go research Google and find out that the tongue actually has a print, right? The only time to look down on someone is when you're helping them up, right? The only time to look down on someone is when you're helping them up. You want to help somebody up because you know what? Someone's helping you up. I hope I'm helping you up. I'm hoping I'm inspiring and motivating you to go out and accomplish more than you ever thought possible because you can do that. You can do that when you're empowered, when you critically think, when you fight boredom. Oh, well, I'm just going to sit around and waste my time and my life. No, get up, get out, and get going. Go live. Because that's what it's all about. Don't you want to live? I know you do. Living is better than existing. Living is better than existing. And you can do all these things when you think about what you want to do with your life, right? And I, as I said before, as a little bit of commercial here, I am a personal life skills coach. I do this all the time. I've helped a lot of folks and helped a lot of businesses in the past many years. And if you have an interest in improving your life, enhancing, enriching, empowering yourself, enlightening your spirit, kindling your spiritual world, then send me an email at hamp73@gmail.com. hamp73@gmail.com. This is Marty Ford signing off on bbsradio.com. Remember, the difficult takes some time. The impossible takes a little longer. Power up your power, because the power is in you.